If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing, and today I'm joined by John Burkhart, founder and chief content officer of content marketing consultancy TBC London. Hello, John.
Hello. How's it going, Andy?
Well, pretty good. Thank you for coming on the show. Let's start off in the usual way. Tell us a little bit about you and TBC.
Okay. So I've been involved in this sort of evil world of marketing for about 20 years, and I got really bored with it around 2005, I think. So I started looking for new ways to engage with people, which led to what I'm claiming is the world's first blog focused on real-time creativity. I started that with Grant Hunter in 2010. It's called urgentgenius.com. Mm-hmm. And seems like the only way to get a book deal nowadays is to have a successful blog. And that's exactly what happened with us when Timms and Hudson published our book, Newsjacking, The Urgent Genius of Real-Time Advertising. We sent that book to Timms and Hudson in November 2012, and then a tweet happened in the Super Bowl a couple of months later, January, sent by Oreo. You can still dunk in the dark, it was. And that's kicked off my whole mission to help brands stop embarrassing themselves in real time. and this usually comes in the form of sort of interactive and sometimes dangerous workshops, which often lead to longer consultancy gigs.
I mean, we'll drill down into the real-time marketing bit in a second, because I know that we recently spoke to Chris Kearns about that, and we'll sort of explain the differences and your take on it. Before we do that, just tell us a little bit about TBC. It stands for Tad Bit Creative, doesn't it?
That's right, Andy. It does, but it also stands for 30 different other things. I mean, my problem, I'll just go on and confess, I have a very short attention span. I think the average consumer's attention span is now 8 seconds, down from it used to be 10. So it's now lower than.
I can relate to that. Mine is about the same as a goldfish, about 7 seconds.
Yeah, no, totally. I feel sorry for these goldfish because we're just totally kind of taken over. They used to rule the roost, now it's so short that I have built a company based on the fact that everything's changing. So TBC means, as you know, to be confirmed or to be continued. And I've also come up with hundreds of other things it means for the different parts of my consultancy. So, for example, the creative services I offer, copywriting, creative direction, it is tad bit creative for when I do real-time workshops where brands are trying to be sort of cultural and relevant. It's trends, brands, culture. And I've basically just built a company around this thought that everything's in flux. We're on a journey. The destination is constantly changing. And this is kind of my way of being relevant to the specific client. If it's a B2B client, I might have a podcast that's coming up, called Talking B2B Content. So if you can think of any TBCs, I'd love to get your thoughts, because I'll just form a new wing of my company based on your ideas.
Okay, listeners, if you've got any ideas, email them in.
I will say my wife has said, you can come up with as many TBCs as you want, but that better bring in cash is her TBC. I think I need to focus on that as well.
So let's drill down a little bit into real-time marketing. Of course, we covered this previously in a previous podcast. We spoke to Chris Kearns. What's the difference between your take and Chris's take, would you say?
So Chris focuses totally on the data, and his book Trendology basically gave credibility to real-time marketing and showing that the top 100 brands have used it and it's worked in various ways. He also showed that when brands talk to other brands, it's less effective. So he's basically given validity to the practice of real-time. And I go beyond that and say, okay, so we should be doing this. Well, now how do you do it? And when do you do it? And how do you set up a company and the operations to actually achieve real-time marketing success? So if I have to use an analogy around cake, which I love doing, Chris, he's set up the bakery, and he's the reason we have a business, because real-time marketing works. And I am the baker, and more crucially, the icing maker, and the guy that spreads the chocolate sprinkles, and the guy that brings it to life and makes it happen. And where the client says, oh, I totally get how this could work. And maybe if we're an insurance company, maybe you're right. We shouldn't try to newsjack the royal baby. Maybe we should do events that are more related to our brand. So I kind of help people, more importantly, say no to certain events more than I get them to say yes. The most important thing in real-time marketing in 2015 is knowing the difference between topical and relevant. Not every brand should hijack every current event. Yes. And when a One Direction member sort of quits the band, like happened yesterday, that is relevant news for certain brands and not others.
So it's all to do with execution then, really, isn't it?
It is indeed. And, I get really excited when I see brands executing well, and I help them be prepared to execute well. And that often requires little bets being taken, the name of Peter Sims' book, where they have 10 different examples, and then something happens, and they choose the one they feel is best for the moment, and they go for it. And I also go through a list of the good, bad, and ugly, and show that, hey, even if you mess up, people will forgive you. And I kind of help ease people into it by saying, even the worst screw-ups in the world haven't been that bad. And that's a good kind of comical icebreaker way of saying, let's just try some stuff.
Yeah.
and look at the data and see what works. And fortunately, Chris is there to sort of help us with the data side, and I'm just the creative side.
Now, you've gone on stage and apologized for real-time marketing, haven't you? Tell us a bit about that.
Oh, yeah. No. So I feel very guilty. Well, I used to. Now that I've been thoroughly punished, I feel a little bit better. So basically what happened was I was on the early days of real-time marketing. My book came out before the Oreo tweet, as mentioned. And I have seen brands jump onto it as a sort of shiny new toy, a chance to sort of basically spam the world. So what I do as an intro to my workshops and my sort of keynote speeches is I go up on stage and I show the art of the real-time brand balls up, and I show these massive, I get these massive gold frames, and I lovingly place some of the worst tweets sent in the history of the world, like the Golf Channel deciding, hey, we attract a lot of white people. Why don't we attract an African American audience? So let's newsjack Martin Luther King's anniversary of his "I Have a Dream" speech and send out, "What is your golf dream?" That is not real-time execution, and everyone who I show agrees. So for my sins, because my whole thing is about brands being ballsy, which I'll get into in a sec, I do actually get people to pummel me with balls, because essentially, yeah, you've got to do this for the right reasons and not just jump on anything and everything. And 2015, brands are starting to get that there are rules, and then a content strategy is the most important written document you can possess as a brand.
That's amazing.
So how do you know when is a great opportunity and when not to sort of newsjack a certain opportunity? A guy at South By got up to the mic after a talk and said, well, you know, we know that it's rubbish, some of the stuff we do, but the clients want it and we've got a busy content calendar that we've got to fill. So I kind of was annoyed by that because, for example, I know that his brand hijacked or newsjacked the that dress meme where it was, is this dress white or gold, white and gold, or black and blue?
Yeah.
Now, this was a brand field day. Everyone newsjacked it. However, there was about 20-something brands that did what I call, just a terrible first thought. And the thinking, if I was a junior brand spammer and I'm trying to sell this to you, Andy, the client, I'd say, Andy, listen, what we're talking here is colors. It's black and blue or white and gold. Well, guess what? Our logo has a color in it. So since our logo's got a color, why don't we just tweet up, hey, I don't think it was white and gold. I think it was orange. And then people will get it because our logo is orange, et cetera. Like this happened 20 something times. And I would say that was one of those moments where they should tell the client, no, we're not going to newsjack the that dress meme because that is just going to make us look foolish. And this kind of thinking of, yeah, we've got to do it. We got to do because everyone else is. This is why the whole thing of training is very important. Training people. I mean, I go through a whole list of these are first thoughts. These, you know, so I think people learn from the litany of sins that have been created in the last 2 years. And I've sort of categorized them and have sort of an A to Z of sins and A to Z of emotions played upon in my workshops. I just think it's really important to, I like the creative side of it. Chris has studied the data. I've studied the creative side, and there's nothing that excites me more than Lidl, the grocery store here in the UK, actually having a purpose behind tweeting about Zayn leaving One Direction, because they sell a One Direction chocolate egg for Easter, and they know that the band is not the same. So they've reduced the price within minutes, one fifth, and they're like, listen. This is awkward. We cannot sell our One Direction chocolate egg for 99p. It's a lie. There are only 4 members left. Yeah. So they lowered the price to 79p. And guess how many retweets that one simple product-oriented tweet had? 22,000. And that's just in the first 18 hours of the tweet being sent.
Is there a way to kind of codify or encapsulate, I don't know, are there any sort of rules for sort of doing this properly? Because it sounds like it's so easy to do it wrong. And the little example felt really right to me. But what is it about it that made it right?
Okay. So the first thing is that little have thought about what types of opportunities are in scope and out of scope. So they already have, I'm presuming, they already have a kind of war room scenario of what cultural things are on and what off. And like, you know, I just talked with the Paddy Power guys who are very brave with their newsjacking. I just spoke at Adweek Europe with those guys, and they're like, they have rules of what's of engagement. Like, so if this current event involved people dying or going to jail, then we're probably not going to newsjack. So there's all the rules that are have to be written and placed on a wall. So that kind of,
if you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Kind of helps as a start. And then it's just thinking about the customer and what they expect from you. And that will help you realize that, you know, maybe the World Cup is not a good fit for mouthwash, as I've said earlier. So it's thinking of the customer first, but also having your scenarios already mapped out of the kinds of things, because you can go on and map out pop culture and know that if anything with One Direction or Kanye West or Justin Bieber, you can already have those kind of sort of evergreen cultural topics ready to go and say, hey, if anything happens here where as long as Bieber doesn't, you know, it's not him getting put in jail again, then let's have a go at that.
I love the term newsjacking. I'm not sure if it was you that came up with that, but of course you did write a book on it, didn't you?
I did. So newsjacking is a term that was coined by Contagious Magazine. And they that's what they do for a living. They get around and think of new ideas and new trends. And I loved it. And we had already had our Urgent Genius blog going. So we just said, well, we've got the Urgent Genius book. We could just call it the Urgent Genius book, but our publisher really loved calling it newsjacking, the Urgent Genius of real-time advertising. So what was just going to be the Urgent Genius book, thanks to Contagious Magazine, became newsjacking with our nice little subtitle. And this book has been, while it is a big coffee table book, and I would not recommend anyone sort of taking it on the tube because it's too heavy.
Yeah.
It does outline the earliest examples of real-time creativity and goes through all the kind of baby steps you need to take of, you know, planned spontaneity, you know, before you start being ready to jump in on the next big saga with One Direction that you can't plan. Go for sort of Star Wars Day, go for, you know, which is May the 4th, obviously. May the 4th be with you, as you know.
Oh, right. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Chris Kearns talked about that. That's actually the day to proves that of all planned spontaneity days, that's one of the best ones to go for, because obviously Valentine's Day and Christmas, those are quite busy to try to get some coverage on. So we go through all of the kind of planned spontaneity and then go into areas of how you can do this for charities, how Lady Gaga bought millions of a crop for the game Farmville, a social game. Because Farmville created a radish called the daikon that only grows in Japan. They created it within 12 hours of the tsunami in Japan, and all the money that went to the selling of this radish on this game went to help the 110,000 Japanese children that were displaced because of this sort of horrible sort of tsunami. So we cover, because I don't want people to read the book and feel like this is just, because I actually think newsjacking, I love the term, but it is kind of a little bit negative. It has a little bit of the word hijacking in it, doesn't it?
Yes, yes.
So I would say that in hindsight, there's so many good examples of riding the wave, is what we call it in the book. So newsjacking is kind of that brick in the window, and people like the term, but the reality is I don't want to be responsible for all the brands sort of spamming people and actually hijacking trends and terms that they'd have no business of doing. Yeah. But obviously we've covered that with all, I've had so many balls. I've been pummeled so many times for my sins that I'm almost over that. And I actually, unfortunately, I got hit in the ear and lost some hearing for about 5 minutes. I've properly been punished for my sins.
Right. Okay. Well, let's talk about some tips for brands to thrive in 2015 using this technique.
Oh, yeah, good. I like that. So I have a checklist that I call my Ballsy Brands Checklist. Ballsy is an acronym. And this is also the title of my new book, which will be coming out at the end of the year. And Ballsy, let's go the B. The B stands for brave. Is your content taking any risks? And this is a question that it's easy to see if you're doing some spam and some wallpaper. If you're doing, hey, the dress is not gold, it's orange, that is not brave in any way. Is it actionable? The A is for actionable. Mm-hmm. Is it getting you to actually do something? And there's so many brands that don't actually, it's just a little bit of fluff and it's not leading you to action. So that's a key one in the checklist. And then long term, the first L is for long term. Is it building the brand over time? And I think this is one where we have to stop and think, is this current event something that our fans would want us to keep chatting about Or is it, could this get really, really annoying? Likable. In the end, the whole reason to be involved in a real-time conversation is to build brand love. So this execution that you're about to do, Andy, is it going to help people like your brand? And I think one of the most important ones is the S in ballsy, and that is surprising. Is this taking you to a new place? Does that make you laugh, which would be amazing, or even a slight smile? I'll deal with a slight smile. It's so rare that I even smile at a piece of real-time marketing. So I'll take that.
Yeah.
And then the final one is the one that is most crucial, and that's focused on the you centric. So the why is for you centric. Is it focused on you, the customer? And I think when brands find themselves shouting about their offers and as Gary Vaynerchuk says, when they are actually just focusing on the right hooks that hit you over the head with a product message and not doing the jabs, the kind of more customer centric messages of what do you really want? You're a busy guy, Andy, and you just kind of want helpful and entertaining ways to either entertain you in your commute or help you with your busy life. And if you're not focused on the customer, then you're going to miss out in this real-time marketing thing.
Useful acronym to remember that, ballsy.
Oh, thank you.
Tell us about your other book. I think this came out in September, didn't it? Hacker, Maker, Teacher, Thief.
Yes. So Hacker Maker is a collaborative effort that I created along with several others with this organization of creative directors from around the world. It's called Creative Social. And the subtitle is Advertising's Next Generation. And my contribution to this was actually an apology for how my first book was misinterpreted, how brands just said, well, the Oreo did the Super Bowl, so we're going to do the Grammys, the Oscars, the BAFTAs, and everything, even though we sell a female hygiene product. So, you know, that fit to me is that's a shoehorn and a brand spam opportunity that doesn't really create emotional connection. And so I go through several principles of how we can get back to what people really want and how we can sort of, does this give you any pleasure? Is there a purpose to this bit of content? And so I kind of help sort of bridge the gap of let's go back to the customer and see what they want and stop just sort of spamming the world.
I mean, talking about next generation, John, where's all this heading? I mean, what's next for real-time marketing from your perspective?
So for me, the next phase is doing this better, but doing it with a better personalization, having success with sort of one-to-one wins and responding in real time to influencers, doing it with real time video. I just was at Adweek Europe and this company called Grabyo talked about their sort of real time video offering, which got me really excited. It's also about going beyond. If the whole world is looking at all this content on their mobile, we need to think about where they are. So the context and the situation of where they are and what their frame of mind is. And the data is very crucial here. And I think we're just at the very beginning of beacons, these sensors that are placed in retail shops and in stadiums at the moment. This is a great opportunity. I'm already talking with several clients on how to personalize using beacons. In fact, I've had an experience in the airport on my way to South by Southwest that was just useful. It wasn't entertaining in any way, but it just made me like, that's helpful. And that was, I had forgotten my hair gel, which is obviously a crucial part of any man's armor.
Of course.
And I went to Boots and the hair gel had my hair gel in my hand. And all of a sudden, the lady said, I need to see your boarding pass. And I always fumble around for my boarding pass. And I never can remember which pocket I sent it in. And there it goes. Oh, popped up on my phone. So the beacon that is set at the register of the Boots has knew that I would need my boarding pass at that moment, and they just popped it up on my phone for me.
That's really clever. Yeah,
that's helpful. And then it kept happening. Like Another one of my clients is knows that I need to lose some weight, and when I go into my gym, they kind of say, "Hey, Mr. Burkhart, I know you're into these really manly spinning classes, so we've got one starting in a few minutes." And then all the digital signage around the shop kind of is more focused on the things I want and not sort of toddler groups and things, because they know that my son's at school. So I'm very excited about what's happening with how to personalize content. And once you give someone permission, it isn't spam. I don't want this to be like push notifications of coupons when I walk into a shopping mall. I want this to be delivering personalized content that people know I'll want because I've given them permission to. And I'm very excited about the chance for brands to stop spamming and really make emotional connections by being useful and entertaining. And if other than that, we should just stop the spam and really connect with people. And I think we would all sleep better at night if we could keep doing this.
It's certainly a fascinating area, John. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing it with us. How can our listeners find out more about you?
So I've got a couple of podcasts starting soon, and I think the best place to find out about my latest kind of travels, blogging, etc., is theburkhartco.com. And also my busiest social channel is at John Burkhart, JonBurkhart on Twitter. And I'm also a mad Pinterest fan as well, if you want to find me on using the same name for Pinterest as well. So that is the best place to reach me.
Well, thanks a lot, John. And thanks for our listeners for listening. You can find show notes at sitevisibility.com/IM podcast. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. If you want to give us a review, that would be great. Email us at podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. And there's a telephone hotline, +44 1273 256 150, if you want to ask questions. So that's goodbye from me, Andy. And it's goodbye from John.
Goodbye. Thanks a lot.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.